Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
Come on, man.
Fuck
this
motherfucker. I'm saying, if you trying to make it happen.
Look, I didn't learn hella shit, but I haven't actually learned how to get rid of that as my intro, because I let a bitch get away with something. Man, come on, man. First, let me do this. 732-900. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, brother. That's all I needed to know. Because, listen, you motherfuckers, you don't want to fuck with me in 2019. You don't want to be no motherfucking nigga that's going to sit up listening to me, talk some goddamn shit. Because I got hella shit for you to talk. Otherwise, I mean, I got hella shit to talk, not for you to talk, but I'm saying for you to listen to. Otherwise, I got a motherfucking pit bull. I got a big old ass Rottweiler. And you know them motherfuckers be talking about, nigga, I got Smith and Wesson at my house. Mr. Smith and Mrs. Wesson. And that's my dog. But what I'm saying is this. Them motherfuckers eat all the food I give them, woo-woo, whatever, and they shit where they want to I got to clean that up. So what I'm saying is this, man. I clean it up because I got to do it. And then them motherfuckers is dogs, and I hit them in the head and all that shit. Well, I don't want them to shit, whatever, put their nose in it. Whatever I do to think I'm doing whatever I'm supposed to do. But what am I really doing? What I'm really doing is establishing order. I'm establishing order in my mind. My mind, what I think, may or may not be, 732, I still got you on, goddammit. Let me cut your ass off. But my mind may or may not be what's really happening. But what I'm saying is this. I give a fuck. You should give a fuck what's really happening. Because the only way you gonna give a fucking care, because what I'm saying is when the fuck give a fuck I was talking about was not caring. When you give a fuck and really care, is because it's adding up to what the fuck you thought of. Adding up to what the hell you want to do. You motherfuckers know how much you want to fuck with this show. You know, I don't care, man. You know, fuck you. I do videos on YouTube. They are fucked up. And believe me, actually, tomorrow I'm going to change. I'm going to see if what I'm going to do going to change it. But what I'm saying, I ain't going to spend no money. I might spend a little more money than I'm already spending. And, you know, ATT can hook me up. Woo-woo. But what I'm saying is, I think this. I've decided to do this. I give a fuck how much you motherfuckers complain about my shit. What I really have accepted, which your complaints brought me to, that my shit is really less quality. And what the only thing that really bothers me is when I want to look at it, I go through the shit you gotta go through looking at it. Which means whatever is fucked up about it, I gotta endure. Man, I'm so selfish and so fucking conceited. It took that for me to realize maybe I do need to upgrade my shit. So I'm going to fuck with them tomorrow. Maybe after tomorrow my shit will be upgraded. But fuck you. Fuck what else I'm talking about. See, what I'm talking about, this show is about every relationship. We all, every motherfucking one of us, we have relationships. Play that bullshit game with me. Which, when you play it with the bitch. Because with me, let's say I lose. Who cares? What about if you play that game with the bitch and you lose? You don't even know what I'm talking about. You don't even know where I'm going. All you know is you listen to this shit thinking that you're going to get some game. No, you're not. What you're going to get is a whole bunch of things that have to do with game. Putting them together would be based upon how sharp you are. And this is why I know each and every one of you ain't shit. Because you don't even want to see how sharp you are. You don't even want to come at me, blah, 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 with whatever the fuck you think. Blah, 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 with whatever the fuck I think. Blah, 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 we kicking it, woo, woo, woo. I'm using OG shit. I'm trying to smash you in your little motherfucking punk ass, saying whatever the fuck you truly, you genuinely believe. And it sounds like I'm smashing you, and your motherfucking ass still bringing this shit that you believe. Believe, not believe, or believing. Belief with the F. The belief is real. Do you believe it or not? The little motherfucker's talking that goddamn shit. Woo, woo, woo. He believes it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm smashing him with everything I'm saying. But he's saying, man, you ain't going to make me quit believing what I believe, blah, blah, blah. And he keeps shooting, blah, blah, blah. And you know what he's doing? He making me, the elder, see that I need to pull this motherfucker aside. And I need to let him know how sharp he is. If I can't pull him aside, it's going to be all fucked up. I'm going to have to do it on Front Street. And it might not be delivered the way it would be delivered if that motherfucker got pulled aside. So what the fuck, Rosebud? What the fuck are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about this. You got to motherfucking understand where you are. Where you are, God, that is, it's so simple. Where are you, bro? Are you ahead of the game, behind the game, up with the game? I don't know, but I talk to each and every one of you. So what I'm saying is this. I mean, there's value in men. And we going to look into where women see that value. We going to look at where they see that value at, you know, in men, the men that's pursuing them. That's what I want to talk about. Otherwise, I am a believer. If you got to read, you ain't got no game. If you got to be on Facebook to get it, whatever, you ain't got no game. If you got to go to eHarmony or whatever, you ain't got no game. I'm saying, I ain't mad at you for none of that. What I'm saying is, I know you ain't got no fucking game if that's where you're coming from. So, should you listen to me? Since I have identified where the fuck you coming from? Or should you reject everything I say? because where you coming from, not only did I identify it, but I kind of labeled it as weak. Hey, bro, it's up to you. I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't. I give a fuck what I think. I think that bullshit, that punk shit, you let make you think that shit you thinking is whatever. You might think it's real. So, okay. I definitely am not saying you shouldn't read or know how to read. I ain't saying that you shouldn't know how to comprehend things you read. I'm not saying that you should listen to me and be a dummy. I ain't saying that. But my point is, if you gotta like read some shit to realize what's real, you have a deficit. You just are evaluating yourself, you know, rating where you at is essential if you want to like gain poise when you know getting ready or you like get that some problems that you want to deal with. If you haven't evaluated where you at, okay. What I'm trying to say, you should listen to me. You should understand what I'm saying. You should process it so that it can really help or clarify or whatever in your life. But no, of course, you want it to be something that is so clear that all you got to do it or believe it. And miraculously, this magic pill is going to work. There's no fucking magic pill. And I know it's not a bad thing that you don't know exactly what to do when you fucking with bitches. Let alone what to say. Telling you exactly what to do on a date, what to do, what to say, how to be is totally what I'm talking about. And if you can't really get into it, it's because you don't believe nothing that you say out your goddamn mouth. Because to be honest, the information you need is not going to be found in any book. Nothing you could read is going to show you what you need to know. It's going to give you different ideas about what you're thinking. See, reading upon how to catch ain't going to increase your chances of catching some bitch. It's not going to increase them one iota. It's going to tell you that you read this, you read that, and you heard this, that, and the other word. Ooh, 13 books you read about catching 13 ways you learn. Which one is going to work for you, motherfucker? Oh, either one you try, really. Either one you do 100%. That's what you fools think. That's why I'm so flat. Because reading up on how to catch a bitch ain't going to increase your chances of catching a bitch up one iota. That's why. That's why all the shit that you done already read ain't helped you no motherfucking way. You done read hella shit. Don't mistake me saying something that I ain't really saying. See, reading does have fundamental value But that's about all it has when it comes to fucking with bitches. A fundamental value of understanding words. And by all means, go on and read all the different shit about life and the joys of life. Because you do want to be real versed. But are you? Because what have you read that you can actually implement in your fucking life? You certainly don't want to, like, be a dummy. I ain't no goddamn dummy. I'm a straight-A student. And in all, I'm talking about in all of my motherfucking years of schooling, I didn't gotten like two, maybe three C's or B's or whatever. And the rest been A's. Because I'm an A student. Now, what you got to understand is none of this shit means shit. None of it means shit when it comes to catching a goddamn bitch. Can you understand what I said? It don't mean shit when it comes to catching a bitch. So, the bitch could care less what my motherfucking GPA is or was when I was in school. She don't give a fuck. She don't care. See, what I'm trying to get you to say, women only care about how sharp you are. What the fuck you know? And, you know, that's your knowledge of women. If you don't know how to deal with her, if you don't know how to get her to think what the fuck you talking about, then you'll be subject to whatever she thinking. And bitches don't think what you think. You know, in reality, you only need what you think. Whatever the hell it is. Whatever you thinking about concerning elevating your game, which means you got to think correctly to actually elevate your game, elevate your thoughts. Because to me, I think it's just important. I think it's important to read if you want to have a vast knowledge of what's written material, you know, Socrates, blah, 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 whatever. But what good is knowing the radius of a goddamn circle gonna do you when it comes to talking to women? I know this is very simple, and you don't understand. Maybe you do. But I'm saying just because I know the radius of a circle, I mean, it is intelligent. But is that going to catch a bitch? That's why roughnecks catch a bitch. Because they don't give a fuck about how smart they are. Because they ain't smart to them. Well, when it comes to catching, how smart are they? So, what I'm saying is you can't expect to read upon any real ways for you to get, you know, a woman or women. There's exceptions, but they're few. The reason reading, let's say you're reading up on how to catch some fucking woman, ain't gonna work, is because that's all any of you motherfuckers gonna do. You ain't gonna really do or use what's being said. You're gonna read it. And simply because you read it, it's supposed to work. No, it don't. Life don't work like that. When you read it, you got to do it. See, that's where SWU is. SWU is about active learning. Do you want to be a motherfucker that just can read shit? All right. That's good, man. You can get whatever. Ahead in the right. But again, can you imagine the competition of motherfuckers that read hella shit versus a motherfucker that done hella shit? It's a big difference. Why am I telling you this goddamn shit? Why the fuck am I telling you this? Because if you want to know how to catch a woman, you better be dealing with a lot of them motherfuckers. I'm saying, do you realize what I'm saying to you has nothing to do with one woman, one thought, one whatever. It has to do with dealing with life presents just innumerable variations of the same thing. And the best and surest way for you to elevate your motherfucking game is to deal with 100% of what the fuck is going on. And if that's the case, you want to deal with women, that'd be dealing with hundreds of women weekly. All right. You know, I used to speak myself to over 100 women every week. And maybe say within a month, I might get action from maybe 5 or 6, probably less. But do the math. You know, I'm dealing on a personal level with 20 to 25 women, with 100 to 400 women a month. And I might catch one. I mean, that's a fucked up ratio. One bitch out of 400. I mean, that percentage is fucked up. And dismal of a rating as it is. Here's what you don't understand. You know, you looking at whatever this percentage is. And that means, of course, in a span of 10 or 12 years, let's say whatever this rating is, I'm catching. Otherwise, one bitch here, one bitch there. But what you're not looking at is when you think about it, it's only a 12-month year, and you're going to catch one or two of these bras. Think about it. You catch it like a motherfucker. What if you had these bitches for 5-7 years? You don't learn this kind of stuff by reading. You can only get up on this kind of motherfucking information by getting up off your ass and going and mess with women. You gotta deal with women. You ain't gonna learn this shit listening to me. You don't want to be something like a bookworm when you out. And what we do, you gotta accept. You know, the knowledge is what you learn in the pursuit of your fucking craft, which is catching women. That's what we do. So any knowledge you get is not valuable unless it's about catching women, dealing with how women think. You ain't gonna catch a woman because you got a goddamn big vocabulary. I know that to be real. Facebook and all that bullshit. I mean, they might be impressed with words, big shit, but them type of motherfuckers, come on. Them type of women ain't shit. What they believe about themselves is fake. And they accept it. So why do you want to accept it? Come on, you got to understand. The things I'm telling you are real. They ain't no goddamn magic sentences that you can read and memorize and goddamn use it on some, you know, woman. And she go magically whatever. No. What I'm saying is, I know you motherfuckers ain't slow. So, you got to know. I'm saying the only weapon you have when you talking to women, when you dealing with what women bring to you, is you. You're your most powerful weapon in this goddamn war with women. And if you messing with any woman and you don't really know in a few minutes, seconds really, if you should stay fucking with her, then you're going to get charged. And you're going to have a negative opinion about women. Look, shit was fucked up tonight. And I'm not really feeling myself. So, what I want to do, even though we kicked it, I'm just sick. I don't feel right. So I got to end this. But, whatever.